96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. So you want to get away, but you're not sure if you still can, since, of course, this is the middle of the summer, after all. Well, my guest says it's not too late if you do it the right way. But even if you do it, you want to make sure that you do it safely. You want to make sure that it's not ruined by weather or other kinds of difficulties. Travel expert Lucinda Anderson-Hughes joins me in studio. You also know her as the Frugal Socialite. If you have any questions about the best way to save your vacation, to find deals for now or for later, give us a call at 202-319-7810. That's 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876. 855-288-4876. Okay, Lucinda, good to see you again. How are you?
I am great, Harold. Loving the summer and mm-hmm. so glad to be back at WHUR.
I'm glad. We're glad to have you back. You look nice and tanned.
You know what? I'm a sun bunny.
I know you are.
I really am.
You know, I'm glad you were able to fit us in with your crazy travel schedule. Okay, so let's start with those folks who already perhaps have their vacations scheduled. Okay, they're already ready to perhaps hop on a plane within the next couple of weeks or the next month or something like that, or folks who have an idea of where they're going to go. If you have a perfect vacation already planned, how do you keep from having it ruined? Because just about anything can go wrong right now. What are the top things that people need to watch out for?
The travel experience when you get there truly depends on how you prepare before you leave your house.
Mm-hmm.
So, Harold, I think that I do a whole lot of really common sense kind of things, but I go many places and talk to people who are in jams, mm-hmm. and they never thought of the things that I do automatically.
So you're saying most travelers don't have common sense, or are they just too excited and they forget about their common sense?
I think their minds are on the beach, mm-hmm. the hotel, the event, and they're just not thinking about the packing phase and the planning phase.
Okay.
So, unfortunately, I recently got into that kind of jam 2 weeks ago when
you
I was coming
know.
Back. Yeah, yes.
It even happens to you.
Because Mother Nature has been really bizarre recently. Mm-hmm. You know, it's great during the day, and at night, it's, you know, everything breaks loose. So that affects travel. And I actually was delayed 2 times trying to come home. Well, of course, I made the most of it because I do plan. But these are some common sense things that other travelers around me were not hip to.
Such as?
The easiest thing you can do when you are at curbside check-in and they have those little flimsy tags where you're supposed to fill out your name and mm-hmm. address, fill it out.
Okay.
I mean, that sounds so common sense, but the number of people who said, no, I don't want to do that. I don't have time for it. I'm running for the plane. Fill it out.
It's almost like signing your income tax return.
It really is. Everything's paperless, and that's fantastic. However, I experienced the fact that they canceled flights coming into BWI. So luggage did not make the flights that most people were originally on. When you go to identify your bag, when it's like stacked in a group of bags, they want you to name exactly what you wrote on that tag. Because the people who are sorting the bags in that chaos don't always have the scanner, so they can scan the bag and see who you are.
Okay.
And especially if you happen to drop your little stub that they're supposed to staple onto your check-in part of the ticket, you don't have any recourse to get your bag.
Okay.
Label the bag. Just do it.
202-319-7810, 202-319-7810, outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. We're talking to travel expert Lucinda Anderson-Hughes about making the best of your travel plans during the course of the summer. Also going to talk about where to go for cheap deals, even if we're in the middle of the summer. Okay, so you got label your bag. What about dealing with either the plane, the hotel, or the weather, for example?
Okay, I'm going to run a list like
okay,
I always
ahead.
Do. There's so many. Please, everyone, confirm your hotel. There were many people traveling at the airport in Chicago or, you know, whatever, and they did not have their hotel room anymore because, you know, they release your room at 6 p.m. if you don't leave a credit card. So, case in point, I felt so bad for a lady. Her and her daughter were coming from Chicago to Washington. The daughter was like a teenager being honored at the White House, and they followed none of these common sense things. So they got to BWI with the rest of us at like 1:30 in the morning. All services are closed because that's a late time for BWI. They did not label their luggage. Carry-ons. Put 2 days of outfits in a carry-on. Ladies, roll it up. Find your flimsiest sundresses, your pants, your whatever, roll it up and make one pair of shoes work for two outfits, ladies.
Okay.
Carry all your jewelry and medication on you and the swimsuit. Because if your luggage gets delayed, like some of my friends who went to Miami this week for the D.C. takeover, all the good bands are down there this weekend, y'all.
You didn't tell me about that. Go ahead.
They didn't have luggage.
Right.
So they didn't have luggage. They didn't have their cute party wear or anything. But if they had rolled up a couple of outfits and put it in their bag, they would have been good to go.
I need to take a break. We're going to go to the phone lines. When we come back, we're going to talk to Alan calling from Montgomery County. Lines are open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810, outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. Safe travel, cheap travel. Summer's here. We'll be back in a moment. Welcome back to The Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. We're talking about vacation travel with travel expert Lucinda Anderson-Hughes. You may also know her as the Frugal Socialite. We are taking your phone calls at 202-319-7810. That's 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876. 855-288-4876. Alan, calling from Montgomery County, Maryland. What's on your mind, Alan? Alan, are you there? Okay, Alan, give us a call back if you can. Let's go to Alberta, calling from Southeast D.C. Alberta, go right ahead.
Yes, good evening. I have a question about travel insurance, airline travel insurance. Can you address that?
I'm so glad that you asked that question. It was on my list.
Yes, sir. Go right ahead.
So there are...
Well, let her ask her question.
Oh, I'm sorry. Were you done? I'm sorry.
That wasn't pretty much my question. I just want to know if you advise purchasing insurance, even if you already have, personal insurance.
I do advise purchasing insurance. The airlines and cruise lines especially offer insurance, but it's a one-time deal for that trip only, and there are a lot of limitations. Again, in 2014, I experienced losing a bag. I left a bag on the plane, which is so uncharacteristic, but there was a lot going on, and I filed a claim with my homeowner's insurance. Well, when I wanted to switch insurance, no one will insure me now. I have to stay with who I had before because I have that claim. Mm-hmm. So even though they paid my claim and I was able to recover the items through purchasing again, if I had renewed the travel insurance that I normally carry, I would not have been in that situation. Travel insurance and homeowners or renters insurance are two separate databases, so you will not get in trouble if you file a claim with the travel. The best travel insurance, you can Google. I won't name companies.
No, go ahead. I mean, you talk about your experience. Go ahead.
Travel Guard, there are a lot of other companies that offer a blanket insurance policy where it will cover any type of trip, road trip, motorcycle trip, you're riding in a car with someone else, plane, whatever, for a year. So it gives you the baggage delay, interrupted trip, like you were going to Puerto Rico, but you end up in France because of some issue. It covers medical emergencies. And speaking of medical emergencies, if you're ever out of the country and you get sick, you don't have a lot of options because no one takes our health insurance. You need a credit card with at least a verifiable available credit amount of $5,000 to $10,000 to be treated.
Okay, well, thank you so much for your phone call, Alberta, and safe travels to you. I need to take another break. We're talking about travel now or later. We're going to be talking about cheap travel. We're going to talk about safe travel, traveling alone. All of that stuff. We are taking your phone calls at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810, outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. Tawanda in Severn. Alan, you called back from Montgomery County. Don't hang up. Stay with us. The Daily Drum will continue on SiriusXM Channel 141. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on WHUR 96.3 FM. We'll be back in just a few seconds to answer your travel questions. Stay with us.
The Howard University Radio Network.